The following was recorded at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
It's Election Day in Israel. Early exit polls are coming in, and it's looking like a dead heat between Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his main rival, Benny Gantz. Both Netanyahu and Gantz's parties look to be on track to win just more than 30 seats each in parliament. That's far short of what either would need to form a government on their own. Official results are expected tomorrow. It's the second national vote in less than 6 months. The World's Matthew Bell is on the ground in Israel and has been talking to a range of voters.
If there's an emotion that captures this campaign season, it's fear and loathing. That is a last-minute plea on the morning of Election Day here in Tel Aviv against Benjamin Netanyahu. It's an SUV with giant speakers on the roof, signs on the side that say Crime Minister, and an Israeli flag on the back that says, I have no other country.
Full disclosure, I'm going to simplify and generalize here, but let's break down the handful of major political camps and listen to what they're most anxious about. Tel Aviv is a bastion for secular liberals. They call it the bubble, beaches, nightlife, cafes. But lots of Tel Avivis feel that their way of life is under threat from the religious right. Gal and Meital Zahavi worry that freedom of religion, especially the freedom to not be religious, is slipping away in Israel, along with basic human rights for Jews and Palestinians.
We are scared, even in Tel Aviv.
Because it's the beginning of the process, and if we don't stop it here, then down the road, we'll say, why didn't we stop it there?
Baba.
One of the rising political stars for the secular left is Stav Shafir. She was surrounded by supporters when she showed up to vote at a Tel Aviv polling station. Shafir told me her supporters have plenty to fear.
Most Israelis want to have, you know, gay marriage, civil marriage, public transportation on Saturday, freedom to live your life, live your religion, spirituality, or non-religion the way that you want. The government is doing something completely different. And slowly people start to feel that it's becoming insane.
The ultra-Orthodox religious camp is scared too. A campaign message from Shas, one of the two big ultra-Orthodox parties, says they won't trample the Sabbath. Give them an answer at the ballot box. Shas activist Avraham Yitzhakov pointed to a group of left-wing activists across the street waving rainbow flags and said they are the problem.
They don't want Judaism. They want to erase Judaism. But this is a Jewish country.
The next political camp is made up of national religious Jewish Israelis. That's a broad group that Netanyahu has relied on to stay in government for 13 years. It includes supporters of his Likud party, along with hardliners from the far right who favor tougher policies toward the Palestinians and annexation of the Israeli-occupied West Bank.
Whatever the election results are tomorrow, may it be the best thing for the nation of Israel, for the state of Israel, and for the world.
Tzvi Neumann is an American-born Israeli who's been living here for 30 years. His biggest worry would be a left-wing government coming to power and giving the Palestinians a state of their own on what he considers to be God-given land.
There is no more central place to the land of Israel than Judea and Samaria. That's the core of the land of Israel. And without that, you know, it's the same as America basically giving up Arlington National Cemetery and Philadelphia and all of the central places where America was born.
The other big political camp would be those people of Palestinian descent. They're a diverse group, too. Several million of them cannot vote because they're not Israeli citizens. In the de facto Palestinian capital of Ramallah, Hala Abdelrahman tells me that she remembers well the last time she was able to vote in a Palestinian national election. That was 2006.
Taban! Sure!
Did you feel enthusiastic, hopeful?
I feel I have a home.
Tell me, are you jealous? Inti ghayrani inno fish inna intikhabat? That we have no elections?
Sure, we have a democracy.
Do you think you'll have a chance to vote again in the future?
Maybe.
And are you hopeful about that?
Till now, no.
Ahmed Hanoun is an official with the Palestine Liberation Organization. He says whether they like it or not, Palestinians in the occupied territories will feel the impact of Israel's election. We're in the worst possible scenario, Hanoun told me. Netanyahu is talking about annexing one-third of the West Bank. The Americans seem to be willing to go along with this. And if Netanyahu wins, Hanoun says, it's a crisis for us. As for the 1 million or so Arab voters inside Israel, many of them feel targeted by the Israeli prime minister. Netanyahu supported legislation that downgraded the rights of Israel's Arab citizens. It's called the Nation State Law. And Yasser Falah, a dentist in Nazareth, worries it's only going to get worse if the right-wing camp stays in power.
Here, where you was born and your grandfather was born, it's not your country, in your land. What do you want more than that? This was a good law to make the Arab people lose the faith.
Falah says he's not willing to lose faith. That's why he was offering a ride to anybody who needed one today to get to the polls and cast their vote. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell, Jerusalem.